There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on a Tuesday, here on 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty with you.
Great Tuesday, winning Tuesday, victory Tuesday,
that's
right?
Yeah.
And you can save 30 cents per gallon today at Hy-Vee. When you spend $30, you'll get 30 cents fuel savings. That was my original reaction. I was doing the math with my wife last night. I'm like, if they score a touchdown here, Jen, I'm going to save 30 cents tomorrow at Hy-Vee on my gas. And she's like, oh my goodness, this is what you're thinking about right now? I'm like, yeah, thank God for overtime. More savings at Hy-Vee. I love it.
Monday night is math. Tuesday night is back. Every week. Chiefs win last night, 30-24. They have yet to allow 30 points since the Super Bowl against the Philadelphia Eagles. They are also on a 14-game win streak, 8-0 on the season. When does it stop? Hopefully never.
Never. Would you have a text earlier about a four-peat or something?
Oh, yeah. It said, hey, Bob, are we going to talk about the four-peat yet?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe my favorite text of the week so far. You could take the rest of the day off for that one. That's really good. We should be talking about a four-peat. Mm. Is that what we call it, the four-peat, or would we go with the quad-peat?
I don't like that term.
Quad-peat?
Yeah. That sounds like a sexual move.
I don't like four-peat, though.
I don't know. I don't know what you call it other than that.
I know.
We'll get three first, then we can figure it out. How about that?
Thanks, Dad.
I appreciate it, Coach.
You know if Dan Kilgore is going to play?
Well, let me tell you something, kids. Let's make sure we get there first, then we'll worry if the hotel has a pool.
Yeah, but no, Chiefs were victorious on Monday Night Football. So, noon game coming up, short week. Short week for everybody. I mean, tomorrow's going to be Wednesday.
It's Wednesday already. Yeah. That is the beauty of the Monday night game, though, Dusty.
Oh, that's great. You know? I mean, that's the only good thing about it. Of course, I was worried about a delayed game, and then, of course, it goes to overtime. You don't care about my sleep schedule. Neither do I, apparently.
The first quarter was over in 2 seconds. The second quarter was over even faster. We looked at each other, this is a two-minute warning of the second quarter already? And then, of course, it does go to overtime. You know,
that's right. But we did yesterday, because the Chiefs played on Monday Night Football, we did our predictions for the Chiefs game. So do we have our scripts or we want to do those? Dr. Magenstein, fire it away. I don't know who's going first. It's in your hands.
I'll start with mine right off the top. No interception for Trent McDuffie.
Okay.
I'm going to nail that one. I think Hopkins and Worthy both score. I'm kind of like, I'm not on the blowout page that you guys are, but I think Patrick throws for 225 yards. I think Kelce has 5 for 60. I think Baker Mayfield throws 2 interceptions and looks lost versus Spags and that Chiefs defense. And I think the Chiefs win 28-13. A simplistic script, but I think that's about as accurate as I can get it. So no interception for McDuffie. Hopkins and Worthy get a touchdown. Mahomes for 225. Kelce 5 for 60. 2 interceptions from Baker. Chiefs defense holds the Bucs under 20. Chiefs continue that dominance of not allowing 30 points or more. And in fact, I think the most points they've allowed all year, 27. I don't think they give up 27. I think they give up 13, and I think they score 28.
All righty. I'm going to stick with you, Bob. I think the Chiefs have shown bits and pieces of everything, but on offense, but tonight that's where they're going to show they can do it all in one game, all in four quarters. We've seen deep balls. We've seen intermediate throws. Mahomes' magic with his legs. We've seen Kareem Hunt ground and pound. They're going to show a little bit of everything here tonight and say, wow, like this team has a lot of variety. They're very dynamic. Hopkins is going to get in the end zone. Noah Gray is going to get in the end zone, as is Samaje Perine. Kareem Hunt is also going to get another touchdown. Baker Mayfield is going to start out extremely accurate. It's going to be dinks and dunks. He's going to be like 10 for 12. They'll go down. They'll get a field goal in one of the first two drives. That'll be pretty much the peak. That's where the Bucs will peak. They'll highlight. And then everyone will start to tune out as the rest of the game will be the Chiefs. This game will have everyone turning it off by the end. 34-13 is my final score. This will be Mahomes' first game without an interception.
Hey, you got that
Chiefs,
right?
Chiefs will kick off. Tampa will move the ball down the field on the first drive, take an early 3-0 lead in this one. It'll be the last time the Tampa leads. The DeAndre Hopkins show then begins. First play of the game, DeAndre Hopkins. Be a big presence in the red zone. He'll grab a touchdown pass. 7 catches, 90 yards, and a touchdown for DeAndre Hopkins. Patrick Mahomes has found his new reliable target, and the rest of the league goes, And it's a nationally televised game, so you know the rest of the league is watching Patrick Mahomes tonight and DeAndre Hopkins, so that means they're going to put on a show. Kareem Hunt's going to have a nice day as well. He'll have a touchdown. He'll run hard for about 70 yards. It's now November. We're going to start to see a lot more from Travis Kelce. Monday night, Taylor Swift, big game. Everybody's watching. 6 catches for Travis Kelce. Couple of big third down conversions. Baker Mayfield gets sacked 3 times, and most of the starters are resting in the fourth quarter. And I predicted it as well as Sean did. 31-10, Chiefs get the win.
Did Bob redeem himself?
That's pretty good, Bob.
Not bad.
D-Hop game, baby.
Yep.
Had Kelce, had Kareem Hunt having a big game. Yep. I underestimated both Hopkins and Kelce, though. I said Hopkins 7 for 90. He was 8 for 86. Ooh. And I said Kelce would be big on third downs. Kelce was huge on third downs, and so was Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, what were his numbers on third downs?
11 for 12, I believe.
And like 3 touchdowns?
Yeah, I think so.
All of his touchdowns were on third down.
His only miss was the Samaje Perine screen pass.
That was Samaje Perine's fault, which almost cost us the damn game.
Yeah, it was not great.
At one point in the fourth quarter, with 11 and a half minutes to go, Mahomes was 9 for 9 on third downs.
9 for 9? Jeez. See, that's why. Like, that's... We go back to the discussion I had at the beginning of the show where he should be in the clubhouse now as the MVP candidate. With Lamar and with Josh Allen, they are also in that room. It is a Sunday pairing of 3 golfers, and they're who can get to the 18th green and finish strong. Patrick Mahomes just entered the clubhouse. Like, he's the guy that on moving day Saturday on the golf tournament entered the day at 1 under and shot 7 under, and now they're at the final day on Sunday where everybody else just kind of played, you know, good golf. Patrick Mahomes had a really good Saturday. Patrick Mahomes had a really good Monday night. Those types of numbers, 8-0, receivers, injuries, all that going out factors in. The interceptions, I think, in the NFL these days are irrelevant. I just don't think that they matter as much as people think they do. I think that they are a black eye and a stat sheet, of course. Like, you look at Mahomes' numbers, like 8 interceptions or 9, whatever it is. I think it's 8. But like, you look at that and you're like, but he's 8-0. And on third down last night, at one point, he was 9 for 9. And he had 3 touchdowns on third down. And overtime, he just methodically moved down the field.
That may have been the best drive of the year.
So far.
Right? Like, the overtime drive, to me, is probably the best drive that this offense has put together all season long. I mean, they took the ball at the 30-yard line. They moved the ball down the field. They came up with big plays. They converted on third down. They used the passing game. They used the running game. Mahomes did his thing, and they won a football game. Like, that was as up yours a drive as I've ever seen. And Travis, after the game, Travis Kelce, that is, sitting on the set with Scott Van Pelt, said, just bear with us. Our offense is getting there. And if last night, like 30 points is a game, and people are still complaining about the offense, right? If last night is kind of that jumping off point, that last drive is that jumping off point for this offense, then the rest of the league, you're on notice, man. You're on watch. You ain't winning against this football team. And I know people are trying to now find out who the best competitor is to the Chiefs. And some say it's the Ravens. Some say it's the Bengals. Some say it's the Lions. Some say it's whoever. But at the end of the day, the only team that can beat the Chiefs, I still maintain this, is the Chiefs. And we saw a little bit of that yesterday with the fumble by Travis Kelce and the phantom penalty that was called. We got to investigate these referees. These referees with that phantom penalty call on Trent McDuffie that they tried to pawn off on Shamari Connor, right? Was that who it was? Like, phantom calls by John Hussey and his crew last night. They're trying to screw the Chiefs. I don't get the refs. They're anti-Chiefers.
Mahomes last night, 34-44, 291 yards, three touchdowns. In a Monday night game, that was a fight. It was gritty. It was gutsy. And Baker Mayfield, this is from the text line, so I'm going to give them credit from the 816. Baker Mayfield had 200 yards passing and two touchdowns. Patrick Mahomes had 126 yards and three touchdowns on third down.
On third down. That's wild.
That's why there's that separation in the room. That's why Mahomes is here, and that's why everybody else is here. And there's a reason why the Chiefs are 8-0. They have Andy Reid, they have Patrick Mahomes.
And that's where it ends. I mean, it really does. I mean, everybody's trying to find the secret sauce and recreate this magic. It's uncreatable. I mean, it's like the 11 herbs and spices from KFC. They'll never let you know what the 11 herbs and spices are, right?
But now you can have the comeback sauce.
You have the comeback sauce.
Which, I don't want it.
Let's talk about the comeback sauce for a second. Okay. Was it somewhere and it's making a comeback? Like, why is it called comeback sauce? And why are they peddling that as the third item in the value box?
I don't want that.
I mean, you tell me you get three items for $5. You get three tenders, you get fries, and comeback sauce? Like, slaw, man. That's the third
item.
That's
one of the items is the comeback sauce?
The comeback sauce is considered an item in that value box.
Sauce is not an item.
Right, I mean, that's where I am. What if I want barbecue? What if I want honey mustard?
I had the same facial expressions when Taco Bell was offering their, like, retro cravings box last night as Todd Bowles. I was like, I was like, really?
But anyway, that's you're never going to get the 11 herbs and spices. Like, that recipe is in a vault. It is locked up. Like, one person knows that. And that's when Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are like,
the Colonel?
I don't even know the Colonel knew, quite honestly. You're never going to be able to recreate Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. And so, like, I know it's a copycat league, but these teams are spending time trying to figure out what's going on for the Chiefs. Just do something different because you don't have Andy Reid and Patrick
Mahomes.
And
the most dangerous part is they might get better when the game gets tense.
The Chiefs.
Like, that's the scariest stat about it is, like, overtime happens and you can just, like, see Baker, like, he's already seen this before where he's like, we're not getting the ball back.
Yeah.
He's just on one knee. He's watching the game. He's like, this is why I transferred out of Texas Tech, because this guy was coming.
Yeah.
And when the games get tense, it's like you've seen it before. Houston, Tennessee, San Francisco again, Philadelphia, all those games. It's like Patrick Mahomes gets better and Andy Reid focuses even more, which is scary to say out loud, when they need it the most, when it's like nut cutting time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, sorry. I mean, the fact that he did that on third down all night in conditions that weren't ideal, got injured, still played, never missed a down, and just completely just put that game away in overtime. It was insane.
Again,
man.
A masterclass. I can't use that word enough to describe what these guys are doing now to the rest of the NFL. And ask yourself this question. Are you not having a ton of fun watching this thing, man? Oh. Like, I mean, how do you not sit there and just smile for 3 hours?
I will say last night was probably the most stressed I've been for a game since week 1.
That's fair. Yeah, no, that's fair.
Because, like, they didn't go away.
No,
props
they
to
didn't.
Them.
Yeah.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod.
Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Props. America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.